As world delegates assemble in Baku, Azerbaijan, for the 2024 United Nations UN Climate Change Conference, the perceptions of Canadians and Americans on environmental issues have become more polarized. In our two-country survey, just over 3 in 10 Canadians, 61%, up 1 point since July 2023, say global warming is a fact and is mostly caused by emissions from vehicles and industrial facilities. Fewer Canadians either look at climate change as a fact caused by natural changes, 25%, down 2 points, or as a theory that has not yet been proven, 10%, up 2 points. It is remarkable that after 16 months of relentless focus on the carbon tax on the part of the Conservative Party, the views of Canadians on its overarching theme have barely moved. The situation is different in the United States as residents experience the last weeks of the Biden administration. Just over half of Americans, 51%, down 9 points since August 2022, think climate change is a fact and is mostly caused by emissions from vehicles and industrial facilities. There is no change in the proportion of residents of the United States who call climate change an unproven theory, 12%, and a rise among those who think it is a fact that can be blamed on natural changes, 27%, up 6 points. For 63% of Canadians, unchanged climate change is currently a major crisis. In the U.S., the results for this question dropped from 60% in 2022 to 55% now. While practically 3 in 4 Americans who voted for the Democratic nominee, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, in this month's presidential election, 74%, call climate change a major crisis, this view is shared by only 38% of those who cast a ballot for Republican Donald Trump. A similar polarization is observed in Canada. More than 7 in 10 Canadians who voted for the Liberal Party or the New Democratic Party, NDP, in 2021, 73% and 76% respectively, think climate change is a major crisis. Only 42% of conservative supporters concur. When asked about who should be doing more to deal with issues related to climate change that are happening or impacting people directly now, Canadians and Americans express roughly the same views on governments, 64% in Canada and 62% in the United States, and individuals and consumers, 55% in Canada and 58% in the United States. Canadians are significantly more likely to believe that companies and corporations have a role to play, 71%, than their American counterparts, 63%. Looking into the future, majorities of residents in the two countries also feel more action is required from consumers, 57% in Canada and 58% in the U.S., companies and corporations, 68% in Canada and 63% in the U.S., and governments, 69% in Canada and 63% in the U.S., to manage issues related to climate change that may happen or impact people directly later. When Canadians and Americans are asked if they would be willing to pay higher taxes to adequately address 7 issues, the same proportion of respondents on each side of the 49th parallel, 55%, answer affirmatively on climate change. In the United States, it is second from the bottom, transit improvements is the lowest priority at 51%. In Canada, climate change is second from the top, education is barely ahead, at 56%. The next 2 years will feature discussions about free trade and energy cooperation between Canada and the United States. At this point, our views on what to do about climate change are not particularly compatible. Americans remain more skeptical about it than Canadians, but residents of each country are equally willing to pay higher taxes to address it. On the issue of government spending money, Canadians are reacting more negatively than Americans. In the United States, in spite of the tax relief message that usually permeates Republican campaigns, willingness to spend more to adequately deal with homelessness and schools is decidedly higher than in Canada. With a federal election expected in the next 12 months, Canadians appear more suspicious about all taxes, not just the carbon one. Results are based on an online survey conducted from November 8 to 10, 2024, among 1,000 adults in Canada and 1,001 adults in the United States. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in each country. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20, for each country.